This is one poem only. A daily reading, a quiet moment. One poem, center stage, just for now, just for you. Like a one-night-only performance, but in verse. I'm Maggie Devers, and each day I'll read you a poem. Nothing more, nothing less. No analysis, no noise, just a little space to listen. One poem only submissions are now open. I'm looking for poetry that lets the light in, that celebrates rebirth, renewal, and turning toward brightness. Deadline is Thursday, October 30th. Details are in the show notes. Send me words that make you come alive. Today I'm reading a poem by Adina S. Farhan. You can find her at Carbon Dated. A Memorial Service Before Death. By Adina S. Farhan. A house, before it's a funeral home, is a pit stop for God. A hot mid-afternoon always seems to linger, past welcome. I live in that part of the world where memorial services are never held. Instead, we pool around the dead and become a tempest, clawing at the dusk while they wait in the white docks, ready to go. Or not. I don't know. A grandparent, his life unraveling into the season of exit, is mostly the first encounter of death for most people with good, orderly lives. Cancer has tugged at his long-lived skin. It had cut the backstitch knot that kept the threads of a whole, neatly folded century. Now coming undone, he trips on them, here and there, a memory, blown into confetti that had long fallen. Now no wind blows. I, my father, my uncle and aunt, my mom and many, hold as much as we can in our pockets and habits and hilt of our lives. We try to weave back an autumn, back to its trees, but doctors said the pills are only for pain. His eyes jaundiced, like old eggs, hueless pupils watering often, on yellow eyeballs. Gathering the last of the world he will ever see. It will be before he is gone. It will be before he is stone growing out of this world. It will be before that wet earth is only how he knows of the floods in our lives. I will let him know that life was pleased to meet him, and so was I. Thank you for listening, poetry lover. Come back tomorrow. The curtain rises again.